You will hear an interview with a writer called Peter Taylor. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we're ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome the writer, Peter Taylor.
Good evening.
Peter, your books are all set in different countries, aren't they?
Yes. Well, I was born in South Africa and I still live there. Everything in my novels happens in countries I know. I began by writing a novel about a family living in Kenya. I spent a couple of years there when I was growing up. My most recent book was about Morocco. I spent several months there last year.
I see. So when did you first visit England?
My grandfather was English. He died when I was a baby and my father always wanted to take me to his hometown. So when I was 15, we flew to England. We stayed with some cousins I'd never met before and then we went sightseeing. The next time we went to Europe, we visited an aunt and uncle in France.
So where do you live exactly?
For about 9 months of the year, I live on my farm, which is about 50 kilometres from the city of Cape Town. The rest of the time I'm travelling, which I do enjoy, or relaxing at our holiday house on the beach, which is great.
Your books are all adventure stories, Peter. Has anything really dangerous ever happened to you?
Well, I've had a few interesting experiences with animals, but the worst thing was definitely when I was driving along a desert road and my car suddenly stopped and wouldn't start again. Fortunately, I had plenty of water with me because it was 2 days before someone came past and rescued me.
Sounds very frightening. What about relaxing, Peter? What do you do apart from writing all day?
Well, I actually find it hard to relax, so you'll rarely find me sitting down looking at films on TV or something. I'm pretty sociable and I know lots of people, so I usually arrange to do something with them. One of them's a photographer and he's tried to get me interested too. It's not really for me though.
Great. And what about the future? Do you have any special plans?
Well, I'm lucky to have had such an interesting life. I've travelled all over the world and there aren't many places I still want to visit. My main aim is in fact to write the history of my local area. I've decided to stop writing novels because I want to do something different.
Good luck with that. Thanks very much, Peter.
Now listen again.
Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome the writer, Peter Taylor.
Good evening.
Peter, your books are all set in different countries, aren't they?
Yes. Well, I was born in South Africa and I still live there. Everything in my novels happens in countries I know. I began by writing a novel about a family living in Kenya. I spent a couple of years there when I was growing up. My most recent book was about Morocco. I spent several months there last year.
I see. So when did you first visit England?
My grandfather was English. He died when I was a baby and my father always wanted to take me to his hometown. So when I was 15, we flew to England. We stayed with some cousins I'd never met before and then we went sightseeing. The next time we went to Europe, we visited an aunt and uncle in France.
So where do you live exactly?
For about 9 months of the year, I live on my farm, which is about 50 kilometres from the city of Cape Town. The rest of the time I'm travelling, which I do enjoy, or relaxing at our holiday house on the beach, which is great.
Your books are all adventure stories, Peter. Has anything really dangerous ever happened to you?
Well, I've had a few interesting experiences with animals. But the worst thing was definitely when I was driving along a desert road and my car suddenly stopped and wouldn't start again. Fortunately, I had plenty of water with me because it was 2 days before someone came past and rescued me.
Sounds very frightening. What about relaxing, Peter? What do you do apart from writing all day?
Well, I actually find it hard to relax, so you'll rarely find me sitting down looking at films on TV or something. I'm pretty sociable and I know lots of people, so I usually arrange to do something with them. One of them's a photographer, and he's tried to get me interested too. It's not really for me, though.
Great. And what about the future? Do you have any special plans?
Well, I'm lucky to have had such an interesting life. I've travelled all over the world, and there aren't many places I still want to visit. My main aim is, in fact, to write the history of my local area. I've decided to stop writing novels because I want to do something different.
Good luck with that. Thanks very much, Peter.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a radio announcement about weekend activities in Fishport. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
This is Radio Wessex, bringing you the best in fun and entertainment on Saturday. We've got a whole programme of events for you in and around Fishport. Do you like walking? Why not join a walk round Bird Island with a guide, starting at 10 o'clock? It's important to bring boots because the seashore's too wet for trainers. Then there's the Guitar Day in Fishport. This was going to be held at the Music Centre, but it will now take place in the Arts Centre, which is much bigger. It's a chance you shouldn't miss if you play the guitar. What about a film? Or, in fact, several? At 2:30, the Plaza Cinema is showing a programme of your favourite cartoon films. This is sure to be a great afternoon for the whole family. Then, later in the evening, there's a weekend festival of French films. The first starts at 8 p.m. Are you keen on cycling? If so, you'll probably remember the exciting race round the lake last year when 500 cyclists took part. This year, the route takes you through the forest. More information from the Fishport Town Hall. Or perhaps you prefer the theatre. Well, at the Green Street Theatre, there's a performance of a modern play for children. It's called The Long Journey, and it's about a young boy's adventures as he travels across the world with his family. That's at 3 p.m. For a real adventure, Camford Castle's open today, and you can climb its six towers, each with amazing views. On the ground floor, you can visit the old kitchens and see an exhibition of plants which were used to make medicine. You'll find that really interesting. Refreshments are also available. So, no reason to stay at home today.
Now listen again.
This is Radio Wessex, bringing you the best in fun and entertainment on Saturday. We've got a whole programme of events for you in and around Fishport. Do you like walking? Why not join a walk round Bird Island with a guide, starting at 10 o'clock? It's important to bring boots because the seashore's too wet for trainers. Then there's the Guitar Day in Fishport. This was going to be held at the Music Centre, but it will now take place in the Arts Centre, which is much bigger. It's a chance you shouldn't miss if you play the guitar. What about a film? or in fact several. At 2:30, the Plaza Cinema is showing a programme of your favourite cartoon films. This is sure to be a great afternoon for the whole family. Then, later in the evening, there's a weekend festival of French films. The first starts at 8 p.m. Are you keen on cycling? If so, you'll probably remember the exciting race round the lake last year when 500 cyclists took part. This year, the route takes you through the forest. More information from the Fishport Town Hall. Or perhaps you prefer the theatre. Well, at the Green Street Theatre, there's a performance of a modern play for children. It's called The Long Journey, and it's about a young boy's adventures as he travels across the world with his family. That's at 3 p.m. For a real adventure, Camford Castle's open today, and you can climb its 6 towers, each with amazing views. On the ground floor, you can visit the old kitchens and see an exhibition of plants which were used to make medicine. You'll find that really interesting. Refreshments are also available. So, no reason to stay at home today.
That is the end of part 3.